From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Occasional explosions rocked Baghdad this morning. This weekend, American and British warplanes continued their round-the-clock domination of the skies over the Iraqi capital. Patrol planes searched for Iraqi tanks and other potential targets on the ground and directed the bombing attacks. Iraqi officials called for a nighttime curfew in Baghdad. An American military spokesman said Allied forces would ignore the ban and go wherever and whenever we want. Residents of the Iraqi capital continued to flee in anticipation of an expected attack on the city. And this morning in Moscow, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin said a Russian diplomatic convoy which fled Baghdad on Sunday was attacked and several people were wounded. NPR's Nick Spicer is on the line from Central Command Headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What is the latest official status report from the war, please?
Well, we had some explanation of what happened yesterday when there was a three-hour tank foray into the Iraqi capital. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks explained that there were 2,000 to 3,000 people killed. He said that the key point was that in every encounter around the capital and inside the camp, the casualties or the force relation would be one-sided, heavy casualties on the Iraqi side and very light casualties or none at all on the American side. There are more troops flowing in to the area of around Baghdad to the perimeter. This morning, 2,000 vehicles were seen crossing the Euphrates on their way to Baghdad. More troops are being sent into the airport, which, as you may recall, was claimed by American commanders 2 days ago. There was bombing overnight, and Air Force planners say a new aerial phase has begun in consultation with the ground troops. They're calling this close urban air support, and that means that men on the ground have 12 planes available 24 hours a day, and they can call them in to strike targets to support new forays like the one yesterday. And they will be using quite often laser guided rather than satellite guided bombs, so they'll be using men on the ground to target those bombs.
What are the casualty figures you're getting for civilians?
The recent claim we have from the Iraqi government is about 1,200, but since Friday there's been more fighting around the airport and the outskirts, and the number could be going up. What we have, the only sort of factual report, is from the Red Cross, which is based in Amman and neighboring Jordan. It says Baghdad's hospitals are overflowing, hundreds of civilians coming into the four main hospitals in the Iraqi capital since Friday. We're not sure how they're gathering info or what their access is, but this is really the only non-Iraqi source we have. Another wire agency quotes a Greek doctor with a humanitarian aid agency who just left Baghdad, and he says there is a shortage of anesthetic, that doctors are performing amputations without anesthetic, and of basic medical supplies. Another sign of the situation might be refugees. They might be fleeing an impending battle, or they might be fleeing the current fighting. U.S. troops report seeing hundreds of Baghdad residents fleeing southeast, and there's thought to be an even bigger flow northwards. That, however, has been complicated by the Iraqi government, as you were mentioning, because there's now a nighttime travel curfew.
What can you tell us about the reported attack on the Russian diplomatic convoy?
What we know now, well, there's no confirmation that U.S. planes were responsible from Brigadier General Vincent Brooks. He said that the American embassy in Moscow had been informed from the Russian presidency and had told Central Command about this. We understand that American forces in Iraq were aware that a convoy of Russian diplomats was leaving Baghdad and heading to Syria, so people should have known. But of course, we're not sure that American planes are responsible for what happened or American troops. There are reports of injuries in the convoy from the Russian presidency and a report as well that a Russian ambassador may have been riding in one of the vehicles.
In the 30 seconds we have left, can you tell us about what might be going on in the rest of Iraq?
Sure. Well, we have a friendly fire report from a veteran BBC reporter traveling with Special Forces, pardon me, and Kurdish militia. We think 10 to 12 people may have been killed in the group, including three U.S. servicemen. Generally further north, you have U.S. troops and Kurdish fighters working together. Another important fight, or let's say winding down of conflict today, is south of Baghdad in the city of Karbala, home to Shia Muslims. U.S. troops have now fought their way into the center of the city. This is an important city on a supply route.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Doha, Qatar. Thanks a lot, Nick.
Thank you.